Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Having It All podcast, the show about what it takes to live an abundant, loving life. My name is Matthew Bivens, and each week I'm helping you get out of your head so that you can truly have it all. Let's do it. Hey everyone, Matthew Bivens here, and welcome to another episode of the Having It All podcast. Today I wanted to share some quick thoughts on consistency. So last week was July 4th. And here in Atlanta, there is this huge 10K called the Peachtree Road Race that is run every July 4th morning. Sarah and I have been running this race for 5 years, and it's one of my favorite events each year. And I think it's actually one of the biggest 10Ks in the country. So, you know, tens of thousands of people show up to this thing. It's held throughout the streets of Midtown Atlanta. It's just this awesome, awesome event. So this year, we were running, and you know, we finished the race, and it was awesome. And I had a friend of mine. He's actually been on this podcast before, and he said, "Hey, look out for me during the race. You know, I'm going to be running." And so as we're walking back to grab the subway back home, we pass our friend Robert, or he passes us actually. And, you know, he's just moving. He's getting it. He's running. He's probably on mile 5, closing on that last mile. And just big smile on his face, and he's looking great. Now, what's so, I think, amazing about Robert and why he, to me, is a model of consistency is because 1 year ago, it looked very different when he was running the Peachtree Road Race. So, you know, like I said, Robert has been a guest on this podcast before. It was actually about a year ago in July 2016 that he was on. And his episode is called, it's fittingly called, "You Have to Move Your Feet, a story about seeing the beauty in all of life's circumstances." So Robert is a big guy. And I think at his biggest, he was close to 300 pounds. And so over the past year, he has been consistent in showing up for himself and showing up for his health. And the way that what that has resulted in is what I saw last week in the Peachtree. You know, this man running at mile 5. You know, he wasn't walking. He wasn't being dragged along. He was running almost at the end of this race, smile on his face. You know, he had enough breath to shout at us when we saw him, and he was doing it with much more joy and peace and flow than he was last year. And now, I have witnessed Robert's consistency over the past 12 months. He shows up every week to the fitness class that I teach, and you know, he is just a ball of light and energy every week. You know, and I've seen him show up no matter what type of circumstance is going on in his life, whether it's a work circumstance, a traffic circumstance, whether he's just not feeling great. He shows up even on the days when he didn't have the healthiest of lunch and he knows that it's probably going to come back to bite him in the butt. He shows up. You know, Robert is consistent. And he's, you know, I see him every week, but he's also texted me these different reminders, these different photos of him. He shared a photo of himself last year running the Peachtree and then a photo of himself this year. And it's absolutely remarkable, the difference. And you know, when you see Robert today, if you've known him, you'd say, "Oh my gosh, Robert, you look fantastic. What have you been doing?" And all of these major health shifts in his life have just been an example of his consistency. And so, you know, I really just wanted to share Robert's story, particularly around him being able to run this race, because it took 365 days of consistency for him to get where he is today. It was not an overnight thing. It was not, you know, waking up a few times and experiencing these miraculous changes. It was making the choice every day to show up powerfully for himself in some way.
Hey friends, I want to tell you a little bit about Mood Plus, the sponsor of today's episode. I've been taking supplements for many years now, and I'm skeptical about most products because A, many of them have ingredients that I just don't want to put into my body, and B, their research is spotty at best. When I heard of Mood Plus, I was skeptical, yet I was also open to learning about the science behind their claim that naturally occurring strains of bacteria can benefit our mental well-being and stress resilience. So I did some research, and I actually found it all quite fascinating. About 2 months ago, I added Mood Plus into my daily regimen, and I've liked it so far. The results aren't earth-shattering. They never are for me when I add a new supplement or vitamin into my life. But I am noticing some subtle shifts that I attribute to Mood Plus. Now, my results might be different from yours, but if you're curious about the research and about Mood Plus, then I recommend you check out their website, moodplus.com. Mood is spelled M-U-D, by the way. And if you want to purchase some of your own, then you can use the code TRYMOOD at checkout for 15% off your first order. Again, the website is MUD-PLUS.com, and the code is TRYMUD for 15% off.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And sometimes the showing up powerfully for yourself means forgiving yourself when you have a meal that you know probably isn't gonna increase your health, or forgiving yourself when you know you don't make it for a workout. You know what I mean? Like, Robert has overall been very consistent, but absolutely throughout the past year, there's been meals that he probably wouldn't eat again, or maybe he will eat them again, and just knowing that, you know, they might take him a step backwards, and that's okay. You know, I think overall you want to make sure that you are taking those steps in the right direction. But you also have to build in a little bit of leniency for yourself. And so I use Robert as an example in my own personal life. When I have some sort of goal, understanding that, you know, each day I'm taking one tiny step towards that goal. And I have to remind myself to be patient. And I have to remind myself that the process is part of the magic as well. You know, we all want to get to that end goal. You know, we all want to be able to run the peach tree metaphorically. But it's also in the process that we can find peace, joy, and really a lot of fulfillment. You know, and I see that in Robert. I see that he really has embraced the process. Because that's an amazing experience in and of itself. That's where the growth happens. That's where the healing happens. That's where the transformation happens. And it's in that process that, you know, I think if we become a little bit more aware of how we're showing up, it creates a more enjoyable experience. So I invite you to do a small self-assessment and think about one small, simple area in your life where you would like to create more consistency. You know, maybe right now you're thinking, I'd love to be more consistent in working out. And you think to yourself, I need to work out every day. But currently you're working out once every 2 weeks. If that's the case, then start simple. Start with something very simple. Give yourself the opportunity to have wins. You know, it's important that we create the opportunities for us to have those wins. You know, if you set your consistency goal too high and you're unable to hit it, it's not because you're a failure. It's not because you're just a crappy person or you don't really love yourself. You might have just set a goal that was a bit too high. I'll give you an example. I wanted to record an episode of this podcast and publish it every day for a week. That was my goal. I wanted to crank out an episode every day for a week. Now, this show publishes weekly. I do one episode a week. So to go from 1 to 7, probably the bar is a little bit too high. You know, I can start out by saying, all right, I want to go from 1 episode to 2 episodes, and then 2 episodes to 3 episodes, and give myself the opportunity to have that small win and build up the momentum. It's so important. It's so important that we don't set ourselves up for failure from the beginning. So this week, today, whenever you're thinking about it, and you are thinking about how you can become more consistent, just think about making that one tiny step, in the right direction, and build that momentum from there. So if you haven't listened to Robert's story, it really is fantastic. That man has, he just has an incredible story. And so I'll put a link to that episode in the show notes. You can find the show notes for this episode over at firesidenetwork.com. That's where the Having It All podcast lives. You know, if you have an example of consistency or a story on consistency and you want to share it with me, I would absolutely love to hear it. And you can email me directly at mattcbivens@gmail.com. And that is going to be it for today. We're going to keep it nice and short. So with that, my name is Matthew Bivens, and here is to you, Having It All.
Does your father know you're listening to this podcast? Well, when you're done, why don't you stop by and check out a show that is 100% dad-approved, Dadages. Hi there, I'm Chad Higley. If you're looking for useful insights and practical advice you can actually apply to work, family, education, philanthropy, and just life in general, check out Dadages. That's Dadages, wherever you listen to your podcasts.